Welcome to the Sophia's Insider Podcast. In each episode, we dive deep into topics like manifestation, astrology, self-confidence, healing, and of course, all the good things that help you become the happiest, most powerful, and fulfilled version of yourself. And I can't wait to share today's episode with you. So let's dive in. It's that time again. Venus is a retrograde, and no, she is not just about exes coming back, relationships being tested, or you not doing anything lasting on your physical self or your beauty routine. This time is filled with so much magic and power, and I want you to tap into it. So today we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of this Venus retrograde season, and of course, we're going to dive into a whole new perspective and the true power of this Venus retrograde and how to use it to your benefit, of course, in your personal chart as well. So first, I want to talk about Venus as a whole and what Venus retrograde even is about. Because in pop astrology, Venus is usually said to be connected to love and beauty. So it's either about finding your soulmate or becoming more beautiful in the eyes of society. But that is just the surface level, because Venus is also connected to your desires, to your values, to your standards, and to women. Venus is alongside the moon, the planet that rules women. So when we're talking about Venus, we also talk about the relationship that we have with the women in our life. And this is such a beautiful time with Venus retrograde to really ask yourself if the way that you're connecting to the women in your life is something that you want to dive even deeper on, that you want to change something, that you might, even with yourself, where like this feminine side of mine, all of these things that are connected to this feminine energy of Venus are things that I want to dive deeper on and that I want to rethink and revisit. And Venus retrograde is the perfect time to do that. And when we're looking at this transit, the last time we had Venus in retrograde was in March and April 2017. So my favorite way to really begin this journey of using Venus retrograde to your benefit and diving into its magic is by revisiting the last version of yourself that you were when this energy was happening for you. So when we're looking back at March and April 2017, this is the time that you really want to connect with how were you seeing yourself, your relationship to your body as well, to your physical self, to your beauty. What are the ways that that has changed for you? Has your relationship to your body, to the way that you see beauty has changed, to how you see women, the relationship to women in your life? And also, of course, romantic relationships, because at the end of the day, Venus is, of course, connected to love, but love in all forms. So we're not just talking about romantic relationships with a partner. We're also talking about romantic relationships with yourself. How are you loving yourself? Do you feel loved by yourself? And are you honoring the beautiful person that you are? Because when I'm looking back, like I said, I love doing this, revisiting the past version of me that I was in 2017 and really giving love to her, honoring her, cherishing her, and reflecting on the version that I was during that time. Because in 2017, I was still in high school and I looked back at albums and photos of myself. I looked through my phone and I looked at all of these photos, and the thing that I noticed the most in every photo was that I didn't like taking pictures of myself. And I was actually someone, if my friends did a group picture, I tried to hide from the picture, or I was the one taking the picture because I didn't want to be in the picture. And now looking back, I'm so sad to not have more photos with my friends and to just have like documented my life and the versions of myself that I've been, because I think it's a beautiful thing now that I'm older to look back on. But I just saw this insecurity and the loneliness that I felt during that time, because I was not good with showing my emotions. I was not good in showing vulnerability during that time. And that really impacted my relationships, because I didn't show my true self. I didn't show who I really was, because my motto was just get through it. Like, because I was still in high school and I didn't want to be the kid that gets bullied for being too weird or having crazy values and views and is outspoken during that time. I didn't want that. I just wanted to be part of the crowd. I just wanted to fit in and I didn't want to stand out. And now looking back, I think it's so sad because I now know that being outspoken about the things that you believe in, about the things that you value, like for me, women's rights, being an intersectional feminist is so important to me. And I love connecting with women who are the same way because it makes me realize that one, there are people in the world that have brains and are like share the same values and are seeing the world in the same way. And it also makes me feel validated in the emotions that I've had and the loneliness I've felt and my views and the confusion and even sometimes the sadness, because with the thing that when you realize how there is so much oppression happening, how there's still this fight for rights for women, for trans women, for the LGBTQIA plus community, like everyone, when you're thinking about how there's so much that needs to happen for us to live healthy, autonomous, free, equal lives, it really gets sad and you need to grieve that. Sometimes you need to grieve the version of yourself that didn't know about the injustice that is happening, because before you didn't know all of this, there was a little bit of naivety. And I honor that version of myself and I honor the grief that happens when you see all of the things that are happening in the world. And I think it's beautiful to connect to people who can share the anger, the sadness, the grief, and who can validate you in that and help you support and channel that energy into something beneficial for you. But yeah, that was just something for me when I look back at 2017. I had a bad relationship to my body. I had a bad relationship to honestly anything and everything in my life. I was just lost. I was confused. I felt alone because I didn't really show my true self. So even if I was in a crowd, even when I was with people and my friends who were really loving and supportive people, but I didn't show who I truly was. I didn't show what I believed in. And the thing is, when you don't show up as your full self, you will always feel like people do not love the real you and do not support the real you, because you're thinking, if I truly showed my whole self, I showed every part of me, these people wouldn't love me. These people would leave me because they wouldn't like the way that I truly am. So I think that was one of the biggest lessons now looking back that I have learned, to really show up as my true self and to really ask myself in moments, am I good with this? Like, do I want these people in my life? And I think a lot of times we feel like saying no to relationships and rejecting people, quote unquote, is a bad thing, because when you're in school, you're told you need to be nice to everybody, you need to be respectful to everybody, which is good. You should be respectful, you should be nice to the people in your life, like be kind and a good human being to others, but you do not have to have a deep relationship with everybody around you just because they want to do that. You get to decide what influences you want to have in your life, what relationships you want to have in your life. And this is the perfect time to really question that. Are you fully showing up in your relationships as your truest, rawest version? And are you letting yourself be seen? And at the same time, are you allowing yourself to say no to relationships that do not align with the version that you want to be, with the beliefs that you have, with the values that you have? And that is something beautiful and not something to be scared of. So a lot of times people will think Venus retrograde means relationships ending and Venus retrograde is here to ruin your life. And baby, that is not the truth. Venus retrograde wants you to understand that you have worth, that you have value the way that you are, that you get to show up as your rawest, truest self and still be loved, that you will be magnetizing the right people, the right opportunities, all of the things that you want when you step into that power, when you do not shame yourself anymore, that you don't shrink yourself anymore to make yourself digestible to other people. And especially with Venus in Aries, because Aries is a fire sign and Aries is all about independence, taking risks, being bold and showing up. And Aries is also about not being afraid to say no. So just look at your life right now. Look at the version of yourself that you were in 2017, March and April 2017. Honor that version of yourself. Give love to that version. I have so much love and compassion for that version of myself because I see the sadness in her eyes. I see the insecurity in the way that she takes photos because she doesn't feel like she's beautiful that she like the way she, that she is. And it is something that I'm so deeply grateful for, to go through this transformation and doing the work that I've done, working with my own chart, doing the shadow work, really connecting to myself and allowing myself and building this confidence, because Aries is also about confidence. So really allowing yourself to build that confidence, to know that you're the shit, that you know that you're the prize, that you deserve the best of the best. And that is something that truly is one of my favorite things during this time. You really get to upgrade. You get to level up and really step into a more powerful version of yourself that doesn't take shit, that doesn't want to spend her time on things that do not matter to her. So really evaluating your life. Are you spending your time the way that you want to? Are you giving away your energy to things that don't deserve them? Are you giving away your energy to people who do not deserve them? And that's why I said it's not always about the other person. Of course, they play a part in it. But a lot of times when I look back, like I said, I didn't show up as my true self. I didn't show up confident, saying like, that is, those are my views. That is the things that I believe. Take it or leave it. If you love me, great. I love to embrace you with open arms. If you don't, that's okay too. I don't need to be everybody's cup of tea. At that time, I did not know how to do that. And that is why I connected to people who were like, okay, you're a great, nice girl. Like, it's fun. It's nice. Like, yeah, we can connect. We can do everything together. But I never showed my raw self. I never talked about it. But that's not their problem. That is not their fault. It is my work to do with vulnerability and emotions. And I have friends now who support that, where I tell them, you know, I struggle with that. I struggle with opening up. I struggle with that, you know, with that emotional, with allowing myself to be vulnerable and emotional. And that is something they've supported me with. I'm open now about the things that I'm insecure about. I'm open now with the things that I struggle with. And I let myself take the help of other people, because Venus is connected to relationships. This is a beautiful time to connect to people and ask for their help and see if they show up for you. This is such a beautiful time to really think, okay, I'm in this new year now. We're still pretty much at the beginning of the year. And you have the opportunity now to really ask yourself, is this the way that I want to go forward? Does this life match with the way that I want to live? And even with the things that you do in your daily life, your daily habits, does your life reflect the things that you value? So if you're someone who wants to do content creation, you want to build wealth, you want to start your own business, are you behaving like the version, like a person who's in accordance with that values? Or are you, you know, saying, yeah, I value those things and I want those things, that these things are my desire, but are you acting in accordance with them? Are you taking the action that is aligned with the things that you desire? This is a beautiful time to ask that and to really dive deeper into really reevaluating every part of your life in connection to your desires, to your values, and your standards. And of course, looking at your own chart is going to give you even deeper insight, because when you look for where Aries is in your chart and where Pisces is in your chart, that is going to give you insight in how this energy is affecting you on a deeper level, because the house that it's happening in is going to tell you the themes that are connected to this Venus retrograde and what areas of your life might be even more influenced by this energy. I've noticed this with myself because I have Aries in my 12th house. So for me, there has a lot of shadow work, trauma has been coming up, and I've really been working on overcoming a new level of myself, of stepping deeper into my truth, of stepping deeper into my purpose and really connecting with my spiritual gifts again, really connecting to my inner voice again, asking my higher self for answers, asking my intuition for answers, journaling on questions that I have, not going outside of myself to have questions answered, and instead of listening to that inner voice, connecting to the spiritual side that is connected with the 12th house, because that has really helped me. And like I said, when I looked back at myself in 2017, I see the loneliness that I've kept myself in. And that is something that has come up again during this cycle. So you can see themes coming up because the 12th house is isolation. So this theme of isolating myself, of hiding myself away, has been coming up again with this Venus retrograde. And I have been journaling on it. I've been working on that. I've been tapping on that and using all of the resources that I have inside of my Rebelicious membership, because that is what has helped me really become my most confident self. And there is always a next level in connecting even more deeply. And there's always a new layer that you get to uncover. I feel like evolving and growing is never about changing yourself or becoming a version that you have never been in your life or becoming a whole new version of yourself. I always believe that evolving and growing is just peeling away the layers and becoming your true self, because your true self is limitless. Your true self is powerful. Your true self has everything that you desire. Your true self doesn't believe in limitations. Your true self believes that they're worthy of everything that they desire. They feel that universal love because they are love. And so I think for me, I always love 12th house transit for uncovering those hidden emotions, those new layers of myself, and diving deeper into connecting with that true, raw, limitless version of myself. But you can do the same thing. Just look up where Aries and Pisces is falling in your chart, and then just download my free Divine Blueprint guide in the description. I'll have it linked. It is completely free, and it is full breakdown of every sign, every house, every planet that is in a birth chart. So you have a full breakdown of your birth chart and can understand what this energy is trying to tell you, what gifts this Venus retrograde wants to bring you. And that at the end of the day is all this energy wants. I know that there is a lot of fear mongering, and there's a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety coming up for people when it comes to retrogrades, whether it's Venus retrograde or Mercury retrograde, but there is no reason for that, because the things that are going to fall away, they're meant to fall away. It might hurt, yes. It might be confusing. It might be, you know, a new path or a new era in your life where for now you might feel not the best about it, and that is okay. Allow yourself to pass through your emotions while still keeping the faith that everything that is happening is for you to live your most beautiful version of your life, that everything that you do, every moment that you experience, everything that you feel is bringing you closer to the vision of your life that you want to live. And that is something that I've learned with everything that's coming up for me right now, because I've been connecting to my inner child. I've been connecting with my childhood, with my past, because I do this reflection during retrogrades, and I let those emotions come through me. Like, I spent like an hour crying and journaling a few days ago during the retrograde. I was like journaling and writing, and the tears were just coming down, and it was so freeing. It was so liberating. It was so beautiful to allow myself to feel those emotions, to let them pass through and not judge them, not think, okay, because I'm crying and I'm feeling sad, I'm doing something wrong, and this means that I'm not living my dream life if I feel sad and I'm not doing good enough if I'm crying. And that's actually not the truth. Honestly, like, I cried because of compassion for my younger self. I cried out of love for myself. I cried out of sadness. I cried out of grief. And I went through all of these emotions. And at the end, I felt so free. I felt so focused. And I was like, okay, I know what I want to do. I know where I'm going. And that's what I'm going to do for this Venus retrograde. Let the emotions come up. Let all of the things that come up just be there. And now even in your relationships, if they get tested, don't feel bad. If relationships end, it's not something that is against you, it is for you. And that is truly all that I want to really gift you with this Venus retrograde. Let this be an experience. Let it be an experiment, and get excited for the version of yourself that you're going to be when the next Venus retrograde in Aries and Pisces is going to happen in around 7 years. Get excited for that version, because now you're laying the foundation for that version of yourself. So you now get to look at your life and say, oh, I want to change that. Oh, I actually want more in my relationships. I have higher standards, and that is okay. Maybe you want to take a dating break. Maybe you're like, I want more out of life. Maybe you're going to really change up your routine because you realize that you want to be a CEO, a boss bitch. So you're going to change up some things in your life to make that change happen. This is a beautiful time. This is a powerful time. Use this energy. Have fun with this energy. And don't let those negative voices come up. Don't let them scare you. Don't let them keep you from making this the most beautiful time and the most powerful, healing and growing time where you can evolve into an even more exciting version of yourself. If you loved this episode, then make sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment on what is coming up for you. Talk to me on Instagram. I love to just talk in the DMs about how you experienced this time, about the realizations you had during today's episode about Venus retrograde. I want to connect. I want to have fun. And if you want to get a breakdown of the energies of the week, I have my free Rich Bitch Energy Report, which you get every Sunday, where I dive into the energies for the upcoming week. So if you want some extra little insight and some really juicy gifts that I share in there, then make sure to subscribe to that in the description. And I can't wait for the next time, because we're going to dive into even more magic. See you. I love you. Have fun and enjoy this Venus retrograde.